Madam President, Vice President, Director General, fellow ministers, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, it is a great honor and privilege for me to address this august assembly at a time when health issues are gaining increasing prominence in the international agenda. First, I should like to join others in warmly congratulating you, Madam President, and your Vice President on your appointment. I pledge the full support of my delegation in the discharge of your challenging responsibilities. Next, I wish to express my deep gratitude to the Director General for her very incisive report and inspiring advocacy. May I also thank the Director General and the Executive Board for the theme chosen for this session. It is indeed commendable that the WHO has prioritized the fight against NCDs as a major public health issue. Given its escalating scale in both developed and developing countries, it is a serious threat to development. We therefore support calls for addressing NCDs through a global strategy which promotes policy coherence at the international level, mainstreaming in national development strategies and regional prioritization with a view to mobilizing necessary resources and ensuring donor response. Madam President, given their multifactorial origins, NCDs are not diseases that can be effectively addressed by vertical health programs only. They can only be controlled at country level if requisite institutional capacity is built across multiple sectors based on a health in all policy and a social determinant approach which we strongly support. This speaks of the need for consolidating the weak public health systems in our capacity-constrained countries so as to pursue both sound prevention strategies and cost-effective therapies. This will require, amongst other things, convincing different ministries and relevant stakeholders to work together, developing good communication strategies, designing appropriate educational tools, reviewing health and food legislation, addressing intellectual property rights issues to reduce costs in the procurement of medicines, and strengthening human and institutional capacity. In sum, we are requesting citizens to change their lifestyles. This will inevitably entail conflicts of interest between different lobbies, which will have to be managed carefully. For instance, restrictions on beverage and food companies may lead to less demand and closures, and this may run counter to the government's employment creation policy. I acknowledge that there are no ready-made solutions, but in identifying these, we must ensure, however, that the private sector becomes part of the solution and not part of the problem. International cooperation to share best practices will be vital in this regard. Allow me, Madam President, to highlight some elements of the line of action taken by Mauritius to address our NCD burden of 80% building from our well-established primary health care system. We have updated our food regulations and regulated food sales to prevent the spread of non-healthy food habits, such as consumption of foods high in saturated and trans fat and salt content, and of carbonated sugary beverages. We have banned their sale altogether in the canteens of all educational institutions. Further, along with mass media campaigns to create awareness about NCDs, we have instituted a mobile clinic service which brings health education and screening to the doorstep of the population, and which only last week was bestowed the first prize of the All Africa Public Service Initiative Award. The implementation of a national service framework for diabetes is well underway. An action plan for cancer control and prevention has also been finalized and is being implemented. A systematic national screening program for cervical cancer has been introduced, and a similar one for breast cancer will be started soon, given the significant rise in the incidence of these two cancers among our female citizens. Action plans for respiratory diseases, mental health, and the harmful use of alcohol are being prepared. In the meantime, regulations have been introduced to ban advertising, promotion and sponsorship of alcoholic drinks and tobacco. The preliminary results are encouraging. We are also scaling up capacity building of our human resources and are working on a plan to have properly trained primary care physicians in the front line, as we are convinced that this is precisely where the battle for the prevention and control of NCDs will be won. Madam President, to conclude, I would like to affirm that as a responsible and responsive government, we are determined, as ever, to address NCDs and other pressing health challenges within our welfare state system and with the support of our development partners. We would like to stress in this respect that Mauritius is very grateful to the Director General and WHO for their support over the years. We hereby recommit ourselves to strengthening this valued partnership. Thank you.